Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Not drinking, really, really drinking.
Well, I didn't think about this, but of course we learned the other day, and it was completely factual, that LB hasn't consumed a beer in 2 years. So,
that may contribute probably, to it.
That's what affected this for us. That's
I was in that can.
I'll have to get after it Sunday.
Yes, yes. All right. It is 7:01, and this is WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 Boston.
And now, LB.
My wife makes a fortune, and I spent the day at Assel's Garage and watched the Bruins game with Richie. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
Happens all winter long. It's brought to you by my hair loss doctors, Dr. Matthew Lopresti and Dr. Robert Leonard. Call 1-800-GET-HAIR if you're tired of being bald. Change your lettuce, change your life.
So 1-1. Slice down the left field line. Rosario won't get it. Hits on the grass. He's rolling into the corner. Here comes Xander to score. Holt to third. Fabulous waving him home. And left fielder having trouble digging it out. It's a two-run double for Swihart. No play at the plate. And the Red Sox take the early lead and a two-run double.
Joe with the call. Now, Shoe Dog, it's your time. The Red Sox lost in preseason again, 9-5 to the Twinkies at JetBlue Park. Nathan Eovaldi, awesome, allowing just one homer and three innings of work. In relief, Brian Johnson got lit up for four runs. Swihart, Blake Swihart, and Matheny had two ribbies apiece in the loss. Sox Tigers today at 1 o'clock. My Bees have lost two in a row. They're banged up big time. Coach Cassidy trying to figure out where to find bodies to play games.
Torrey's day-to-day upper body will not play tomorrow. Peter's going down to Providence. We're in a bit of the recall limit. We're bringing up Paul Carey. He's played well down there. We're going to do a switch. Ideally, if Peter could stay here and work through it with practice, etc., but we play tomorrow. We don't practice Friday. We get in late, so it doesn't look like we'll practice Friday, Sunday. So the time for him to get better is in Providence, so that's, you know, it's not ideal being way out in Winnipeg, but that's what we're going to do. And then Clifton's coming up as well.
Yeah, and they just lost Matt Grizzlick to an arm injury. And hopefully we get some bodies back down the stretch. Bruins peg tonight on the road at 8 o'clock to finish up the road trip. They're second in the Atlantic at with 93 points. They're 17 back at Tampa Bay, and the Leafs are on their butts with 12 to go in 2019. The Celtics are back off the West Coast. They had a good road trip, 3-1 on the road. They host the Kings tonight at the Garden. That's a 7:30 tip-off. They're two games back of Indy and Philly for second in the division. Tip-off, as I mentioned, 7:30. NFL free agency. Pats re-signed Jason McCourty. Good call. Got a two-year ticket. Him and Devin will be playing together again. You know, the general. Belichick always waits. You know, he doesn't pay the big money. He's like the second and third wave of free agency. He did bring running back Brandon Bolden back. So that's round two. He came, I think, from the Jets. The Ravens grabbed Pro Bowl safety Earl Thomas from Seattle after losing Weddle to L.A. Mark Ingram goes from the Bayou and Breeze to the Ravens as well. Great upgrade by Balti. And the G-men did a garage sale for picks. So they're looking to get some draft help this year in the NFL draft. Possible number one overall, Kyle Murray, shined on his pro day yesterday. Did not measure or run the 40, but he weighed in at 205. He's 5'10" and 1/8 as of right now. And he told the media that he's a 4.340 guy. He hit 61 of 67 passes on his pro day. PGA plays round one of the PGA Championship down in Florida today. Catch it on the Golf Channel at 1 o'clock. It's college, you know how that rolls. It's that time, the run to the big dance. UMass lost to George Washington in OT by just 2. Providence beat Butler 80-57. Friars Nation is smiling onto the tilt with Nova today. URI and LaSalle in quarterfinal action. In the A-10 today as well. USF today in college hoops. And kudos to Colgate alum Jen Hill's Colgate Raiders. They beat Bucknell, and they win the Patriot League, and they are going dancing for the first time since 1996. Conference tourney rolls again all day on the boob tube. Google it or watch it on your smartphone or the computer. There's a ton of stuff. It's a tech. It's technology. I'm LB. That's an AF Sports Minute.
LB can't remember where he put his keys, but he remembers where Mrs. Hill went to college.
Now,
I love you.
Here's a text that says Bolden was in Miami last year.
Oh, was he?
And yes, LB, I did watch the game. So that's from the texter.
Well, yeah, but this, I said I think.
Right.
Yeah.
It's the East, AFC East. You were close.
Yeah, close enough.
Yeah. Hello, Brian.
Hey, kid.
What's up, Brian?
Hey, obscure reference regarding the poll, pie versus cake. So obscure reference on cake. I'm surprised Danielle didn't get this. On the Office, Kevin was upset because Nellie recommended they get mini cupcakes.
Yes.
And he was upset because cupcakes were already a smaller version
Correct.
Of cake.
Ah, yes. There's always an Office obscure reference. Right. We used to say there's always a Simpsons obscure reference, right. But now there's always an Office obscure reference, and Danielle is on her 17th viewing of the Office series all the way through on Netflix.
I feel like, and I think many Office fans will agree with me, Nellie's appearance when we started the whole Robert California Saber era in the Office, and I said error instead of era, you saw some of the worst characters in the show.
Really?
Season 7, 8, and 9, you had some crap content filler characters coming
really?
In. Yeah. Like when I start to get past seasons 5 and 6, that's when I start to get through, like, 3 minutes into an episode, and I'm like, I don't like this one.
Are you able to identify which season of The Office is the best?
Oof.
Not without looking at an episode summary. I wouldn't know off the top of my head.
But you say it's one of the first five, and after that it was not so great.
It was a big shift once Michael Scott left and once Robert California / Cosmakis came in.
Yeah.
I think anything pre-Jim and Pam actually hooking up was really good. After that, you lost that whole tension thing really was a lot of it. Yeah.
All right. It is 7:07, and we are less than 1 hour away from your Hillmail voicemail messages. So leave one of those right now at 617-779-5463, and we'll play your messages back coming up at 8.
Speaking of hooking up, Mike Shue, there's a British couple who's been arrested for stripping and having sex on a bus.
Really?
Yes.
that makes the commute on public transportation more interesting, certainly.
The nude romp happened about 10 p.m. last Monday night. It was one of those, like charter buses. Yes. It was traveling along the M5 in Devon in England. Uh-huh. Now, the pair were believed to have met for the first time on this bus trip.
Wow.
They were going from Manchester to Exeter.
Do you think they met the old-fashioned way by talking to each other on the bus, or do you think that they just used Tinder? Like,
who else is on the bus?
Like, who else is on the bus that wants to hook up?
Right? This chick keeps popping up in my matches.
Yes.
So the driver stopped the bus on the side of the highway. The police were called, and the two individuals were arrested. The woman was 32 and the man was 29.
Oh.
Both of them facing multiple charges.
Oh, excellent. All right. Fun fact, our midday host is named after a Hollies song. I don't know if you know that or not, but she will be in here at 10 with the WAAF Workday Blitz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the 14th of March, 314. It is, or 314. It is National Pie Day, and I'm going to throw it.
A pie?
To Mark Shue. I'm going to throw it to Mark Shue for some breaking pie news.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, Table Talk Pies, made right here in Massachusetts in beautiful Worcester. Celebrating, you can get the small size pies, three for a dollar.
Oh, three for a dollar. Awesome. Oh.
Or two of the regular size pies for $3.14.
Oh, how did you get this news?
I'm part of their newsletter.
Oh, you are? Are you?
Look at me.
Of course you are. Oh, yes, you get the newsletter. All right.
I want to remind people, when you go to the pie shop there on Green Street in Worcester, they will take any small size pie and throw it into a milkshake for you.
Oh, a pie shake. Yes. A pie frap, if you will.
Yes.
A frap pie.
Yeah.
Is what you might call that. All right. Well, great. Now I have to have pie for lunch or pie for dinner.
Not a bad thing, kid.
Yeah. Stanley's poll this morning, which is always up and is orchestrated by our assistant producer and the social media director of this program, Stiz Grimey. Yeah. Is about which you might prefer. If you could only have one dessert, would it be pie or would it be cake? And Stan is here with some results, I believe, so far on his poll, which is up on Twitter and on Instagram. Where is this trending, Stanley?
Hill Dog, it's a close one today. Almost 100 votes in. Pie Till I Die is in the lead, but only at 55%.
Really?
So it's a close race.
Huh. Only 55% would choose pie over cake. And that's on both Instagram
that's
and
on Twitter.
Okay. How about on
Check the IG and
check
see.
The gram. If
it's
you
a 3.14% margin of error in this poll. 1592.
So on Instagram, is pie better than cake? 44% say yes. 55% say no, so it's the direct opposite between the social media platforms.
All right. Well, thank you, Stiz.
You're welcome.
Can't do cake.
You can't? What?
Nah, cupcakes.
What? Really?
All out. Yeah. I.
What about cheesecake?
No, that's I can do cheesecake, but cheesecake isn't cake.
No, it's not. Cheesecake is not cake.
But they call it cake.
I know they do, but it's not.
Oh. Are we going to get into what defines a cake now?
Oh, boy.
I mean, and what about, where do you stand on the chicken pot pie? Is that a pie or is that, I mean, that's a dessert. It's not a dessert.
But it's built like a pie. It's got crust.
What about mincemeat pie? Is that, what about shepherd's? What about, St. Patrick's Day is Sunday.
Right.
What about shepherd's pie? Is that a dessert? No. I mean, is cheesecake part of cake? A texter wants to know. I know. I mean,
it's all circular.
What about peach cobbler? Is that considered a pie or that's
no,
a cobbler?
Cobbler?
That's a
Right.
I like the cobbler.
Yeah,
I'm a fan of the cobbler in that category of desserts. All right. Today's weather brought to you by the Recovery Centers of America at Westminster, and it's going to be partly sunny today. And the temperature is going to get to 51 before we climb into the 60s tomorrow. So 37 right now here in B-Town, Brighton, Massachusetts. And Recovery Centers of America at Westminster provides high-quality, affordable treatment for drug and alcohol addiction. This new year, make it your resolution to take action and call Recovery Centers of America at 1-800-RECOVERY. Learn more about RCA online at recoverycentersofamerica.com.
Greg, yesterday your new bestie, Odell Beckham Jr.,
yes,
was traded to the Cleveland Browns.
Yes, he was. Now, of course, let's be clear, in case actual bestie is listening, there's only one bestie.
Hill man,
good luck.
Good to see you, buddy.
You too, Tommy.
Tommy.
You too, pal. So is he bringing the jacket, the yellow puffy jacket, not the silver puffy jacket?
Correct.
I had a meeting yesterday.
Yes.
This is fantastic. I had a meeting yesterday in the North End, and I decided after the meeting was over to go and get myself a sandwich.
Uh-huh. Yeah, baby.
And I walked across the street And I was looking in at the menu of a sandwich place that was displayed in the window.
Yeah. Sure.
And I'm in the silver puffy jacket. Oh, God. And a gentleman walks by and he stops and he says, "That silver puffy jacket is extraordinary." And the guy is a listener of the show.
Oh, that's and, great.
And I mean, is it a good thing or a bad thing if you're recognized in the North End because you're
because
wearing a horrendous silver puffy jacket? That's what I would ask you.
Was it this guy?
It's unbelievable.
Oh. Yes, it was, yes, it was Andy.
You're
Andy.
Infamous, yeah. Like El Guapo.
Yeah, so hello to that guy. He says that he's always taking pictures of jackets that are puffy and that are shiny and sending them on the social media. Nice. So I hello
sounds
to
like
that
a fetish.
Guy. All right. So anyway, yes.
OBJ traded.
Yeah.
Now, there's a Browns fan in the news because he was celebrating and police got a 911 call about it.
Really?
There was a lot of jubilation, a lot of running around, a lot of arms flailing out in the street.
Oh, so people thought he was on something.
Yes.
Or he was a lunatic or something
Correct.
Like that. Oh,
so this happened in Shaker Heights, Ohio, when we grabbed part of the 911 call for your entertainment.
911, what is your emergency?
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling because there's someone up in front of our house. We just drove home, and he's yelling and screaming and, like, flailing his arms. And, you know, I don't want to get my kids out of the car yet because I don't know what's going on.
It looks like he's nicked, but he's running up and down the street. He's yelling.
And he was in your yard a moment ago?
Yeah, he's running from side to side on the street. He's not standing in one spot.
Well, people suck.
What do you mean, LB?
Oh, the what does it take to roll your window down and go, "Hey, are you okay?" Before she calls 911?
I don't know. If I saw a guy doing that, I'd be like, "Oh boy."
Right? He's on the bath salts. He might eat your face off.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. I kind of agree with LV. Like, I mean, just drive on and let the individual deal with whatever they're dealing with.
Well,
you know?
He's definitely on bath salts if he's a Browns fan.
Aw.
I just love how the Browns fans are, they're like, we've got the division. The AFC North is ours.
Well, a lot of people think the Browns are going to be the team.
Ain't going to happen.
What? What do you mean?
They live in Cleveland.
Oh, what?
I'm just telling you, it's a town of mediocrity.
What about the Indians? Don't say it's a town of mediocrity.
Well, they made a movie about how bad the team was forever.
Dude, they've been really good lately.
Lately, okay. So they sucked for 40 years or 50 years.
But lately. All right, never mind, LB. You just hate Cleveland.
Cleveland.
I understand.
Keep your Cleveland spirits up. I'll see you in the Super Bowl, and the Patriots can beat them like 98-7.
All right. What else you want to talk about before we get to Stowe 5-0? By the way, there's a during Stowe 5-0 in a few moments, we will explore the Girl Scout cookie controversy that has engulfed the town of Stowe, Massachusetts.
What?
Okay. Yes.
What?
Yes. Yes.
Oh boy.
Always
trouble.
A real issue in my lifelong hometown of Stowe. So we'll get to that. What else? What else do you want to talk about?
What do you think of the new podcast stuff that has surfaced about Lori Loughlin's daughter, the notorious Olivia Jade?
Olivia Jade.
Mm-hmm. Some interesting comments. People are starting to get a little upset about this.
Well, you know, LB was saying earlier that he does not understand why the bail on the actress Lori Loughlin was $1 million. And I think that I would liken this to the, in a little bit of a less extreme way, the French Revolution, where Marie Antoinette had said, "Let them eat cake." And so I think that there are some people who are looking at Lori Loughlin or Felicity Huffman or this hedge fund guy who his daughter was running around. He's actually a VC guy, venture capital guy. And he paid $400,000 for his daughter to cheat her way into Georgetown on the SATs and got her, God bless you, Danielle.
Thank you.
Got her in there as a tennis recruit when she she played tennis when she was like 12 and she was ranked 479th in the junior tennis. But so I think the she was bragging about the fact that she had gotten in and didn't belong in Georgetown. And so I think that a lot of people look at her or Olivia Jade or any of these people and they hear them say things, and that's where the outrage comes in, because they feel like these people believe that they're entitled to special treatment.
And that's that's a sad commentary, because I agree with LB. And you mentioned before, R. Kelly gets out on $161,000 or whatever.
I think that was for the child support or whatever. But still,
there are predators, there are murderers, and they get out alleged, I should say.
Yeah.
They get out on much, much less.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and I agree. These people should pay the price. They should go to jail for cheating their kids' way into college. But still, it is upside down.
You think it's too much? You think it's the million? Now, her husband was on a million. The designer guy, Galamo.
Giannulli.
What is it?
Massimo Giannulli.
Yes, Massimo. Instantly suspicious of anyone named Massimo. Me personally, but the thing is. You know, they committed fraud. I mean, they were, you know, and they knew they were doing it. But still, yes, $1 million. I get it.
People pick and choose
what they're upset about.
Yeah. You know, the owner of the bar, there's 150 people in line.
And you cheat your way up to the front
of the line. And you walk up because you're friends with the doorman and the owner of the bar. And you toast a bunch of people and you don't pay the cover.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't quite consider that to be the same thing as
buying your way through the
SATs. But
what?
You know. So this podcast stuff.
Yep.
This is from a few weeks ago.
Yes, she was on the Zach Sang show.
Okay, and she was talking about the fact that her father, when he was in college, basically took the money that was for that. And started to build his fashion brand.
Yes.
So like father, like daughter,
yes.
I'm guessing.
It was a really crazy story in college. He like built his whole entire brand, and he wasn't actually like ever, I don't know if I'm supposed to say that, sorry dad, but he wasn't ever like enrolled in college, but he like faked his way through it. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah, so, and then he started his whole business with tuition money that his parents thought were going to college. That's like such a different time, but I don't know if I was supposed to say that, but it's okay. It's a cool story.
It's a cool story. Yeah.
Cool story, bro.
It's a cool story.
Yeah, whatever.
She also talked about how her parents wanted her to go to college. She didn't want to go to college. Neither of her parents went to college. That's why they wanted her to go to college. That's why they were willing to pay millions.
Right.
For her to get into the college that they would feel comfortable telling their wealthy Hollywood friends that she was going to.
That's what burns me. That's the only reason why they did it. Did they really care about her education?
No.
Or was it because they could talk about it at parties?
Of course that's
and
what
that
it was.
And that really pisses me off.
Yeah. And there's one other piece of audio here.
She asked what her major
asked what her major was, and she doesn't know quite what her major is.
Are you liking your major in college so far?
Yeah.
Do you remember your major in college?
No.
Yeah. I like how the guy's laughing, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right?
Yeah. Nice.
I mean...
just a piece of work.
But she has 1 million-plus followers on the gram. Mm-hmm. I mean, are they... We touched on this briefly yesterday, but where do you stand on whether these kids should be kicked out of these colleges now?
Absolutely.
Really?
Why not? They cheated their way in. They didn't have the grades. They cheated on the SATs. They completely lied about any kind of athletic scholarship or athletic help they were getting. At one story I read, the advisor was having their first meeting with one of these kids and said, "Oh, I see you run track." And they went, "No." They didn't even tell the kid.
Right.
This kid didn't even know he got in on a track scholarship.
Yeah.
And he's like,
ridiculous.
"No, I don't." Yeah. Oh. And he's like, "It says here you run track."
Well, I think I said it yesterday. If I was the parent of a student that were like the 10 next to get in and then didn't get in and she took their spot,
right. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'd be pissed.
I'd lawyer up.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And if they knew, then they should also be charged.
The like, kids?
Yeah, like this girl you were talking about.
Olivia Jade? How
her
dare
and
you?
The other one.
Do not. I will defend Olivia Jade's honor.
Ew.
Till
yeah.
Ew.
Ew.
Right.
No. So you think Olivia Jade should be charged?
If she
also?
Knew about it, yeah. And that girl you talked about who her parents got her into Georgetown.
Yeah.
And she was bragging about it.
Right.
She yeah. obviously knew.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know how you, if your parents are telling you that you have to pose on a rowing machine
right?
so that
right.
you can pretend that you're a coxswain.
Yeah. Then, you don't think that's I mean, weird?
No.
You don't I mean, question that?
You kind of know what's going on, I think. Here's the text that says, boot them from college. The kids don't even care about education. They are vapid twits.
Mm.
But millionaires.
So,
yeah, so kick them from college so they can go party every night, not at college.
Who said yesterday that they should make them go and participate in the sports
right.
that they got in on?
They don't want
it's like
them
it's 5:30. You better get to the rink.
Do you think that the rowing? Do you think the rowing team, the crew team at USC, wants Olivia Jade out
right.
there
no,
on, her
no.
phone, on her phone?
Oh,
her Instagram story live while she's trying to figure out how to. Yank it.
I bet they do an extra hour of practice just to get her in there to watch her suffer.
Listen, if she did an hour of practice, she'd have rhabdo and be in the hospital.
Right.
Yes.
Here's a text that says, Shu, what about families that cheat their way into the United States of America? Should they get kicked
Absolutely.
Out as well?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I've always said that. If you come in here legally, like my father did, yeah, you can stay. But if you're illegally, that's illegal.
Yeah.
Hey, texter. That go the way you thought it was gonna? Nope.
Let's see. This is Paul. Hello, Paul.
Hey, morning, you guys.
What's up?
And LB, I know you're playing devil's advocate, but you got to understand the angst that us poor schmucks have. Like, we've mortgaged our homes. You know, we're one lost job away from being out in the street trying to pay for our kids' education. And,
I understand, though, Bart.
You know, when we see stuff like this, we want blood.
Yeah. Well, no, but that's America at its finest. That's the way this country,
finest.
Well, that's the way this country was formed.
Again, you're making it sound like it's okay.
Well, the Rockefellers they had a bunch of people build. Was it the Rockefellers that built the railroads?
I guarantee you. You just watched a show on the robber barons. I guarantee
what
that's
is it?
What the robber barons.
No,
that's a Rockefeller.
I watched it was a show called the Men That Built America.
Oh, great show. Men
great
That Built
show.
America, great show.
But again, show. I'm just saying, since the beginning of time, that's been America. If you got money, you're getting in.
Yeah. Well, I think people want these people to be held accountable mm-hmm. when it comes to this. And I get it. They have. I mean, the other thing with bail is, if you have the means to flee the country,
yeah.
You know, the husband, mm-hmm. I think the Massimo guy's worth $80
million,
mm-hmm. Which explains why Lori Loughlin is married to him.
And didn't she come back into the country for
she
this?
She came back in from Vancouver.
Filming
but
in Vancouver.
But the thing is, if they think you're a flight risk, right. then your bail ends up being more, which is why the bail on the individual involved in the Girl Scout incident in Stowmass, Girl Scout cookie incident
what?
In Stowmass should be high. Let's get to that.
What?
Bad boys, what you want, what you want, what you gonna do when Chevy John Brown come for you?
And now, following the man and woman of law enforcement.
A caller on Great Road reported that a resident was leaf blowing
on the dangerous streets of Greg Hill's hometown.
A caller on Walnut Ridge Road reported that a turkey with only 1 foot was in her yard.
This is Stowe 5-0.
All right, it's 7:38 and time for a brief look at some of the terrifying crimes that were walked in or called in to the Stowe Police Department by my fellow Stowe residents, and this is courtesy of the Stowe Independent newspaper. On Monday, March 4th, at 1:32 a.m., a 911 hang-up call from McIntosh Drive was received.
Uh-oh.
The police responded, and the individual reported that the call was accidental. They must have hit the buttons while shoveling.
Oh, no. Oh, yes. Pocket dial.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow. 911.
On Tuesday, March 5th at 7:37 a.m., a caller from Heritage Lane reported suspicious activity regarding an online purchase her daughter made. The buyer sent an international money order for over the price of the item.
And asked
for the difference back in
classic
the money grant. That's the cul-de-sac.
Yeah.
So I'll investigate and find out who that was.
Oh, boy.
At 8:35, I'll find out who that was.
Okay,
that's legit.
At 8:35 p.m., a caller from Apple Blossom Lane reported that she saw a man with a green package running away from her house.
Wait, hold on.
You know what I mean. He drove down the street and stopped in front of several homes. The police responded. The man was from the company DoorDash, which is a delivery company that serves food in green boxes.
Like, seriously. Oh,
everything was okay.
That's awesome.
Everything was A-okay. All was okay. On Wednesday, March 6th at 5:15 p.m., a walk-in reported that someone bought $30 worth of Girl Scout cookies in January, but has not paid for them.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh.
Is this a case for law enforcement?
Come on.
You know what? That person should be less afraid of the police and more afraid of the Girl Scouts of America.
Right? I want
you
cookies.
Don't mess with them.
Whatever remains of the cookies, we
that's
want
right.
them back.
What happens? Do evidence, those get auctioned off?
I think the evidence was eaten.
Girl Scouts are trained ninjas.
Yes. on Thursday, March 7th at 10:59 a.m., a caller reported that a child at the center school stole her child's glasses.
Oh.
And I'll tell you this, as a man who wears glasses,
yeah.
there is nothing worse. Oftentimes I lose mine. They're on my head, but I lose them.
You know that.
And it is the worst. On Friday, March 8th in Stowe, Massachusetts at 6:42 p.m., several callers on Gleasondale Road reported that the traffic lights at the bridge had not changed for about 8 minutes.
Oh.
Eight minutes.
Yeah, 8 minutes. That was a real issue. Real issue over
people,
there.
Technology.
We're stuck behind the one guy that won't go.
Yeah. Right? The frustration.
The hardo.
The four cars behind the guy.
Right.
On Saturday, March 9th at 5:06 p.m., an officer advised an individual on Lake Boone about the helmet laws while riding a snowmobile.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
Lake Boone.
At 6:06 p.m., a caller on Gleasondale Road reported that an erratic driver crossed the marked lane. The driver was located, and she explained that she was changing the radio, which caused her to veer off of the lane.
How's your eyesight?
Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
And at 7:40 p.m., a caller requested to speak with an officer regarding the legality of custom lights inside his car.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Some kind of a Tiffany lamp or something like that?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Something.
A
Himalayan
salt
lamp.
I'm
going to
go ahead and say
lamp.
No. No aftermarket lighting.
Yes. All right. Well, I tell you every time we do this, I tell you how dangerous it is where I live.
Yeah.
It's why I lock my doors all the time. That's Stowe 5-0. Coming up next, we are going to go inside the warped female brain with the help of Danielle. Coming up on tomorrow's show at 7:50, LB's greatest moments of the week, I would like to nominate the Dunkin' Donuts live read from yesterday.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Although I think probably I could nominate any Dunkin' Donuts live read.
Or any live
or
read.
Any LB live
yeah.
read.
Exactly.
In which some are asking, is he live? Is he still alive? But yes, tomorrow, 7:50, LB's greatest moments of the week. And beginning at 9 tomorrow, your last chance to win tickets to go see the Dropkick Murphys. So we have tickets for Saturday's show at the House of Blues, and we're going to blow them all out starting tomorrow at 9. And it's a St. Patrick's Day tradition unlike any other. And
amazing.
Looking forward to the Dropkicks. I don't think any moment could ever be as magical as the moment when Ken Casey of the Dropkicks called me. I think I was taking a nap. At about 4:30 p.m. on a Friday.
Yeah.
And he said, you must get yourself into the House of Blues because we have a special guest playing with us tonight. So I wiped the drool from my face, wet down my the cowlick in my hair from the nap, and drove rapidly into the city. And there there before me was the greatest artist of all time.
Adam Duritz?
Bruce Springsteen playing playing Badlands with the Dropkicks.
Oh. Brian Adams?
It was not. No, it was.
That'd be cool.
Not John Cougar Mellencamp or John Mellencamp or John Cougar. All right. So Friday, tomorrow, tickets for the Dropkicks starting at 9. This is John on the Framingham Ford studio line. Hello, John.
Yes, I apologize for missing still 5-0. But I did want to report some breaking news that in Stowe yesterday, my Facebook was down. And I actually had to make a phone call.
Oh, yes. You were a victim of the great social media outage of 2019.
Oh, yeah.
And there were a lot of Instagram smokes who had absolutely no idea what to do with themselves yesterday. They couldn't share rise and grind tips from the gym.
Right.
They couldn't share ways in which you could get a discount on makeup or fashion, or they couldn't share fake selfies that were taken in a fake airplane on a destination to a or on their way to a fake destination, an island destination. So, real crisis yesterday with the social media.
How am I supposed to even post about the fact that Mercury is in retrograde when obviously Mercury's retrograde is what made everything crash? Also, if you want fit tea, use my code Danny20.
All right.
I don't, I mean, you guys, I don't make any money from these posts. Like, the money I spend to take these pictures isn't even close to what I make from revenue. So if you're going to be a hater, like, I truly only share products that I really am comfortable about standing behind. Like, if I don't love something, I'm not going to ask you guys to buy it. Like, I don't work that way. I know some other influencers do. But that's not who I am. Like, I'm very genuine. Like, I don't need the money.
You've seen that, that private plane setup, which is like the cockpit of a private jet. And the Instagram models can go there and take a picture and pretend that they're on a private jet somewhere.
That's beautiful. I mean, that's a great scam.
That's the point.
That's just $150.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Has that been your move the whole time?
That's me.
You've been flying commercial?
Yes.
Pretending?
Yes.
Son of a. You got me.
Here's a 508 text that says, how creepy is it? Does it make me a bad person if I was aroused at the courtroom artist rendering of Lori Loughlin yesterday?
No, not at all.
Wow, she's beautiful, man.
Yes. She's right up your alley, LB. Cougar. She's a complete cougar smoke.
I wonder what she's worth. She's got to be worth a ton of dough from Full House. I mean, it's back in circulation.
I think it's the husband.
Yeah.
Well, no, I know he's rich, but she was a major player on Full House.
Well, I thought it was funny. She was up, you know, when the news of the arrest came, she was in Vancouver filming a movie for the Hallmark Channel.
Of course.
Which, of course, there was only two choices, Hallmark or Lifetime.
Right.
Where else would Lori, where else would she be, who else would she be filming for? This is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
What's up? What's up, Mike?
I wanted to comment. LB, you said something earlier, and it kind of raised a point, at least in my head. You mentioned the Rockefellers, and you know, I know you've seen the documentary, The Men Who Built America. I love that documentary. What you don't see in that is all of the manipulation that that Rockefeller and Carnegie and J.P. Morgan did in regards to the American workforce. And granted,
I said that
great things. I'm not saying that they didn't do great things, but a lot of laws were presented afterwards in order to prohibit companies and, you know, conglomerates from doing the same kind of things, you know, from monopolizing their companies.
Yeah.
So the good thing that could be presented by this whole thing is maybe we need some new laws that are going to prevent this type of thing from continuing to happen.
Well, that's called socialism.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's why America is amazing, is because rich people, I mean, as bad as you think those guys were, ultimately they provided hundreds of thousands, millions of jobs for Americans to try and better their lives.
All right. More on this on LB's podcast. Right now, we got to get, we have to get, we've got to get to this.
Hey, guys.
Having trouble unlocking the mystery that is woman?
Why'd you have a fake?
Of course.
Really?
On occasion.
How could he not know that?
They overdo the theatrics. They're like swinging from the chandelier. Oh, what? My God, you're an Adonis. This is amazing.
It's time to go inside the warped female brain.
All right. Right now, you can text or you can call with your question for Danielle as we go inside the warped female brain. And she explains exactly what is going on up there. This is a 978 text. My spouse is friends with exes on Facebook. I know this because I have been told their names. But when I mention that he is that my spouse is friends with them on Facebook, hold on, this is things. My spouse says they are not friends with them. I am also aware that they like their pictures. I'm nervous because the exes comment and like the posts that they are tagged in. Am I being paranoid? Why would they do this?
It's Facebook. Like, I wouldn't, unless you have some evidence. Granted, Facebook ruins marriages and lives. But unless you have some kind of evidentiary proof that, you know, something's going on, I wouldn't worry about it, you know?
You have proof. They're liking the photos.
That's ridiculous.
Like, it's complicated.
It really is.
It
really is.
It's not complicated.
Anxiety through technology is just so overrated. Like,
I don't, you know, people look way too much into likes. Yes, there are scenes where you can look into something and find a lot of information on social media. But, you know, I'm scrolling by. I give people a like to support, you know, their new pyramid scheme business.
Doesn't mean you want the fact that they got a dog.
A like doesn't mean you smash them. No. It's just a like. Like is an acknowledgement. I saw this.
Well, it's like when your partner, or your wife, or your husband leave their phone on the kitchen counter, and you're there making a sandwich, and it goes off, mm-hmm. and it's a guy, mm-hmm. uh-huh. and you're like, hey, wait a second.
Here's a 508 text. I went on a Bumble date on Saturday night.
Okay.
Why would my date feel compelled to tell me that she made out with her male roommate a couple of months ago when this is during our first date? She said, even though said roommate now has a girlfriend of his own. So they're on a first date, and the girl feels compelled to tell him that she made out with her male roommate a couple months ago. Why?
I'll tell you what this is.
To make her look seem desirable?
No.
Or?
This is the classic conversation stall. You're on the first date. It's been going well. You both have things to say. And then sure. you get to that point about three quarters of the way through the date where you've clearly both run out of things to say and you don't.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.